T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Zach, you're 1-for-1. One play, one touchdown.
Oh, that was beautiful to watch all the beef come in and just shove the line of scrimmage back into the end zone and get an easy freaking touchdown.
One for one.
Zach.
One play, 6 points. Zach Banner, thank you very much.
Najee's man, he loves to jump, doesn't he?
He also loves to shove the trainer, but I think that was because he was still sort of working things out after he took that egregious hit, which I can't believe that was not flagged and penalized. I don't know if you saw that, but
no, I saw the hit. I didn't see the trainer.
Oh yeah,
there was a bit of a
this
shove.
Might be like when we showed you the Tony Corrente
and your eyes get wide. Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah, it was wild.
Had to feel good to get in there and hit somebody in the mouth. I would imagine.
One player in the end zone afterwards.
It was, man. It was an experience, man. And it's just that I'm just grateful to do whatever I can for the team while I go through this process. You know, whatever coach needs from me, I'll do. So, but just, props to those guys on the front side of the line opening that up. Me and Gentry were out there kind of ghost shadowing a little bit. So, if you actually watch the play, I still feel like Naj didn't need to jump, but he loves to. I mean, man, dude's just an athlete, bro. It's crazy.
So I want to ask you about that kind of whatever you need mentality and attitude, because, you know, this is not your first rodeo. You're now a professional football player and have been for a long time. Like, that mindset, where does it come from? How did you get yourself to that place, Zach?
It's it's a lot of self, like, care, man. Like, just making sure that you, every day you wake up with a purpose, you know, to get better towards your goal, but to also just sacrifice and, like, make sure you're a team guy first. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I'm celebrating with teammates. I'm enjoying the game. It's a weird, different balance, but, I love our team. Like, I love our organization. Like, I just want us to win. And then I'll take care of me through this process, you know, and the reps during practice, the things that you guys don't get to see, those are increasing, and it's great. But it's still a process while you still balance it with the team.
What does it mean to you? I saw your Instagram. I'll throw this out there, since it was public. It was not some sort of close friends thing or some weird Instagram story.
So now you're just stalking him on IG?
No, I follow Zach.
We follow each other.
Yeah, we do. Thanks, Pony. You should use IG once in a while.
I'm not on Instagram. There's too many thirst traps. Continue.
What does it mean to you to have? I just like the post of you shouting out your guys and all the support, having a whole crew of people wearing your jersey to that game and just showing that kind of love for you.
We must have gotten our invitation lost in the mail.
You guys are back here hanging out in the cold.
What does it mean,
though?
We could
have gotten on that Big Ben private jet, Zach.
You can't afford that jet, Pony. You know that.
Who can you tell us? Is that Art Rooney's jet? Is it Thomas Tall providing the jet? Is it Ben's own jet?
Does Ben throw down?
I don't know. I don't know how it went down. I just know that either way, if it was, it was easy, right? If it's somebody else's, it's easy to give it to him. And if he needs it, it's easy for him to get.
Speaking of private jets, Zach, how about this move? This is just kind of random off topic. One of my buddies is a big golf guy, and when he used to live on the West Coast, there's a famous course called Bandon Dunes in Oregon. It's like one of the most desirable places in the country to play golf. He knows a very well-off fellow who says, "Hey, do you want to play Bandon Dunes tomorrow?" He goes, "Dude, it's like a it's like a 12-hour drive." He goes, "Oh no, we'll fly in my dad's private jet."
No, congratulations on his success.
My buddy goes with him and plays and has the experience of a lifetime and what have you, but says he tries to give the guy like $100 for gas money. I don't know if it was, I don't know if it was exactly 100, but he gave him like the equivalent of like $20 for a cross country drive, but wow. It was in a jet.
Bro.
I won't ask you to do this, Zach, but I will do it with Chris off the air.
Uh-oh.
Like the list of Steelers players who they would charter a private plane for. Like Ben, obviously, franchise quarterback. Like I just wonder.
Would Boz be up there since he's so valuable?
I will
Does
say
Boz
yes.
get the flight?
Yes, he would. Like we will not put Zach in this awkward situation, but I'm sure you get to a point on the roster where like Tomlin would be like, "Really? Are we going to charter a private plane for?" No offense to this guy, Ulysses Gilbert. Love the dude,
Hold on, Zach. Again, you don't have to react to this, but Archibong.
Yes, Daniel Archibong. No, you know what I mean. So you had a bunch of guys in your jersey at the game, huh?
Yeah, it was my best friends from back home, man. A lot of them, or all of them, I grew up with, and you know that they have their own lives around the country. One lived in L.A., the other one lives in Phoenix, the other one lives back in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And just for them to be able to link up and come support me, man, it's just like I said, there's steps closer getting back to where I want to be and getting back to where I am. But in that crossing along that road, there's still 17 games to be played. And regardless of where I'm at, I need to be able to help and contribute. So it felt good for, you know, my boys to be there to support me.
So the Penguins, I know that you're a Penguins fan now and you sit near the ice and you bang on the glass and you bring all the other offensive linemen and all that. So Marc-Andre Fleury, when they won their two cups, was Matt Murray's backup after he had won a Stanley Cup here and is probably going to end up in the Hall of Fame. And a lot of Penguins players, like Sidney Crosby, said this guy's demeanor, his happy-go-lucky attitude, being a great teammate, even though he was a backup, it never changed. And he didn't make things awkward or uncomfortable because he kept that kind of fun-loving spirit about him. So I wonder with you, is that something consciously that you have to work on? Or is that just naturally how Zach Banner is wired to handle situations like this?
For me, it's a little natural. Are there times of emotion by myself? Absolutely. But like what kind of vibes would that be if I brought that to the workplace, you know?
Yeah.
It would just be selfish.
But I don't think every guy's like that, Zach. That's my point, you know? I don't think that that's every...
I appreciate that, man. No, I appreciate the compliment. I'm not trying to air it off, but just to kind of... I mean, that's another reason why I haven't been really like on social media and stuff, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like I'm in my feelings. It's I'm grinding, you know? And there's really nothing to talk about other than, you know, community work and other things that were great things that we're doing outside of football. It's really take the spotlight off of me, put it on my teammates, and enjoy doing that process while I'm still healing, you know?
You said it's natural, and I believe you completely. How much does it help being with this organization as far as the sort of the standard or the expectation that gets set about that kind of team-first mentality? I can't imagine on every team that the tone would be set that way either, Zach.
Yeah, it's just different in Pittsburgh, man. Like, I don't even want to compare any other place to it. I don't even want to think about any other place. You know what I'm saying?
Zach Banner brought to you by your local Nissan dealers. Let's make sure we get their plug in here. Andrew Luck, when he retired, in an honest moment said, pretty much to paraphrase, like, "I don't think people on the outside understand how hard rehab is. What a dark place and depressing place. The actual rehab of an injury, what a lonely place that can be. Even though you're making hundreds of millions of dollars in Luck's case, it can still be a very lonely, depressing place." What would you say, Zach, has been the hardest part of your rehab getting back to 100%? Has it been trying like that?
Absolutely. I mean, there's just it kind of caught me off guard because it's so true. You you depend on a process of waking up and trusting that your day's work the day before had maybe taken you a step closer. And then you can't really track it until after a week and then a month and then another month. And that progress itself is off of a standard, you know, that your PT and your AT and your coaches and everybody have experienced, while basically just hoping, not hoping, but just depending and trusting the process. And that could be very, very, like, it's just, like you said, it's dark. You know, you go to bed and you hope that it feels better in the morning. And when it does, you cry tears of happiness. And when it doesn't, you know, you get worried and start tearing up a little bit. It's just, it's a process.
What have you used through that process as like a little signpost, something that you can look forward to or ahead to? Like, what have you tried to use as, hey, these are the things that this is bolted into the ground and I'm going to keep striving for this benchmark and then this one? Like, what have been your strategies?
Just to, you have to really write down the goals and write down what it is that you want to do. But then you also have to be open to really just taking feedback, positive or negative. I think processing it and understanding that there's time, and sometimes time is delayed. Like, let's not act like I didn't think that I was going to be playing ready week one.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason why, you know what I'm saying? And that's a personal trial. But then you look around at other guys around the league and you see the same things. And then that, it's not like you get comfort from their discomfort, but you understand that it's not just you dealing with it. And to trust the process and to trust that this is his own personal journey, there's a balance of understanding, like comparing other injuries and other situations. And then there's a personal journey. And sometimes those intertwine and sometimes they just run perpendicular. And that's when they're just, it's so annoying because you can see it right there.
Mm-hmm.
You can see what it is. And it's just time.
Was this your first major knee injury? Did you have one in high school? It was?
For sure. So, I've never had anything like this.
So did you go into ACL recovery with a preconceived notion about how much time it was going to take and all of that? Like, did you have something in your head with that, Zach, or was
it was what they, you know, they told me. They ultimately told me that it wouldn't feel its absolute best until 18 months, but it's still playable mm-hmm. at 11 or 12. You know, these types of things and the things that have happened is, like I said, it's on my own personal thing. It feels good to be supported by the coaches and the coaching staff and the team through this process, but it also feels good to be able to contribute to as well, and that's what felt good about this weekend.
This weekend, obviously, like you just said, you got to contribute tangibly. I feel like one of the cliches, but I also have to imagine there's some truth to it, when guys are out for a prolonged period of time rehabbing a major injury like this, is they say, well, I see the game differently now. You know, having to, not knowing I'm not going to be able to play, I take a step back and I'm able to glean insights or sort of a mental edge from watching a certain amount of film, stuff like that. Did you have any kind of experience in that realm with this injury? Like, your perspective on just the way you play the game and the way the game is played changed at all?
Yeah, there's a certain like, when you're exposed to film as much and you get these more, like film is so accessible today and in the world, like, I can just watch it on my iPad right now. I can pull it up. I don't have to plug in any tapes. I don't have to, like, sign into anything. I just watch it right now. On a lot of different players and a lot of different guys on a lot of different teams, not just our own, there's a certain, like, maturity and maturation process that takes place over your career, whether you're playing or not, when you have that type of access. And I have been able to, man. And it's like, they're called mental reps. And I don't know, man. I go crazy over this game, like, just watching film and enjoying that type of stuff. Like, just enjoying watching other dudes win and lose and how they did it. And in that kind of atmosphere, that makes it positive because I am able to do that. those 3 days in practice during the week to try to go replicate that as I'm getting better.
Well, you're going to go crazy over what we've got prepared for the show today. Craig Riley, who is producing for the last time with us because he's getting a promotion, he's going to go from, I guess that would be like position coach to head coach, so a very big step up now that he's the boss.
He's doing the Joe Judge step up. Look at him in there for a second.
Oh, he's holding court right now.
Look at how he's talking on the phone here. It's the tone of command. It's the posture of command.
So, Zach, he has demanded that he gets a chance to atone for what was a despicable candy draft with us. And so we have a Thanksgiving food draft coming up.
Oh, it's lit. Okay.
Yeah, and he thinks he is going to...
He already has, like, I've got an alternative approach that's going to blow you away.
Right.
Like, he's running a different offense you've never seen
before.
He
already has a color-coded... Yes, he already has a color-coded draft sheet prepped out for this.
I'm still stuck on the cowtail. Bull crap he tried pulling last time.
And so are all of our listeners.
I doubt he has any talent. Yeah.
Yeah. So we have that, plus we have another rousing edition of Ask Zach coming up next. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. We're with Zach Banner.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Thanksgiving food draft, 20 minutes away. The draft order was picked at random during the break. Malzi is the top pick.
Ton of pressure.
I'm picking second, Craig third, Zach coming up the rear with the fourth pick, but it's a snake draft, so we'll have back-to-back picks, four rounds. Some clarifications made about how foods are going to be
classified.
Yes. Turkey separated into white meat and dark meat.
Mm-hmm.
You don't just take a you just don't say potato.
Uh-huh.
All
a style
types
of potato.
Correct.
A preparation, I should
Can't
say.
Can't just pick pie, the type of pie.
Is gravy a food or not?
Gravy is a food that has to be picked, yes. Once it's picked, it's off the board. Yeah.
It can't be.
No, gravy is not assumed. You cannot assume gravy.
Any other questions, boys? Craig?
That's dumb.
Craig?
That's dumb.
Zach,
the gravy one's dumb.
Zach.
What if you want potatoes and gravy? What if you want dressing and gravy?
Gravy is like the liquid of life on a Thanksgiving plate, and ponies separating it, so everybody else is going to have dry-ass food.
No one wants one right now. No one wants one right now. Like, why are we talking? There's four rounds. Why is gravy not just can't be paired?
So just accept that gravy's on everybody's table?
Everybody has a gravy boat.
I hate gravy.
Whoa! Everybody has a gravy.
Already showing his draft hand.
What about Sunday gravy, Craig?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Craig likes a different kind of gravy, the old Italian gravy, a little Sunday sauce.
Craig
is going to have meatballs as his first pick. I know this. I know it already.
Oh, God.
He has a draft board. Do you guys think he has a draft board?
He does. Yeah, it's color-coded, and he has highlighters.
Craig's going to pick, like, meatballs and risotto.
All right, ask Zach. Here's one, Zach, from a listener. Andrew Thomas of the Giants caught a touchdown pass last night. Have you ever been close to catching a touchdown in your NFL career?
No. Well, I mean, I don't know. We never know. Duck would have thrown that ball. We'll never know.
What happened?
I could have hurdled somebody. No. Do you not remember? Do you remember when Duck pump faked me? Remember that?
I actually do. No, like I do. Ago? I remember that. I remember it. And I wanted him desperately to throw it to you.
Outside of that, never in a game.
Were you eligible on the play?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so it wasn't like a Robert Hunt situation.
Yeah, so when you saw Robert Hunt for the Dolphins make that move and go in, shouldn't they have amended the rules that one time and given the big man his tutter?
That was unbelievable.
It was the play of the year.
Okay, so they took it back, right? They took the touchdown back, right? Okay, cool. All right. I was like, that's illegal, isn't it?
But yeah, I feel like it should have been legal for that one play. The man showed some real athletic ability there.
So just,
dude, if they made that legal, I'm telling you, right, it would be a free for all, bro. That would be a thing. It wouldn't be the last of it. You know what I mean? Like, and it's just
The duck play was not near the goal line with you though, right? Or am I?
No. It was like 30 yards out. I was trying to be funny, pony.
Can you imagine if you actually are putting moves on? Well, wait a minute. Who was the dude on the Patriots? So this is going to test everybody. They had an onside kick get caught right away in stride, and it was a Patriots lineman who just took off like a shot and almost housed one.
When?
This is probably probably like 7 years ago or so, but I want to say it was like Matt Light or somebody caught an onside kick in full gallop, basically, went right through the wall of players and almost took it to the house.
I think it was a squib. It was a squib. I don't think it was.
You're right. Because he picked up a block like he was a running back.
Zach, who is the fastest Steelers offensive lineman? If you guys like all lined up track and field style and did like a 100-meter dash, who would win?
We've had this conversation, and honestly, I'm not even like joking. Like this is like what the when you added Trey Turner, him or Dot would win. Like so, if we measured it out,
okay,
if him and Dot would win like the 40, the Chooks would probably win like the 20. He definitely has the fastest get off. And then it's like between me and Trey for the 100. I just like running in stride. Stride longer.
I don't want Trey, if he's listening to this, to take this the wrong way or, you know, kick my ass if he ever runs into me. But he is a big man among big men, and I would not have thought that you were going to say Trey Turner's winning the 40 and possibly the 100 here. That's all.
Bro, look at his 40, bro. His combine 40. Dotson is a rumored 4.8, hand time 4.8 at his pro.
Because he wasn't invited to the combine.
Huh?
He wasn't invited to the combine.
4.8.
No, he wasn't. Trey Turner ran a 4.8 at the combine, or ran a 4.7, whatever it was at the combine on film. It's impressive.
Wow.
Can anybody
remember the dude from Alabama, Andre Smith, did a 40 in just underwear and no shirt?
Yeah.
It looked like they needed to blur out his chest.
One site put like the black censorship bar across his nipples. That's what they did. It was one of the most disrespectful things I have ever
imagine
seen.
Imagine being known for that. Oh God.
It was as disrespectful a thing as I have ever seen.
Have you seen that, Zach?
No, I haven't.
That's another one you got to go look up.
Yeah, I'm going to have to just send it to you, Zach, probably in the middle of the interview.
Craig has submitted something for conversation. Yes,
Zach,
Craig?
Do you follow tennis much?
Tennis? No, I don't follow it.
Perfect. This is a new role.
This is not a made-up story from The Onion. This is real, Zach.
Due to toilet breaks allegedly becoming a strategy in tennis, The ATP has announced that toilet breaks in 2022 will be limited to 3 minutes. The players will have a maximum of 3 minutes, quote, after they enter the toilet.
Wait, but they're toilet breaks?
Yeah, they get to take bathroom
breaks. Yeah, apparently they were doing them not to actually go to the bathroom, but like to help them win tennis matches. And the American Tennis Professional Tour had to like come, you know, put a stop to it because it was such a what would you say? It was such an outrageous.
They felt like it was
misuse.
Yeah, yes. They felt it was a misuse. It was kind of an unfair, not the spirit of the thing.
It was a stain on the game.
And not a stain on their shorts.
It was besmirching the game of tennis.
Let me be honest and throw out that I've never watched a match from start to finish. So I never knew that there was like a time. Well, now there's a time bathroom break, but yeah,
Imagine losing a match because you spent three
minutes and 10 seconds in the bathroom. You're assessed 2 points, like docked.
Is it like a whole intermission? Was it like a whole intermission?
No, they basically call timeout, run to the bathroom, and then go.
Yeah. And they were like, I guess, cheating in there.
You know what I mean? That's not excessive. Like, there was longer.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Chris looked this up, and what did you say? What was the problem here?
So people are claiming, and this is what I don't get, Zach. They were saying that apparently the players were, like, somehow being coached, they think, in the bathroom. Like, they're texting or somehow were allowed to use their phones. Their coach was sending them a, hey, quick, real fast, this is what your opponent's doing here. This is how you can exploit it.
It was like a Spygate
scenario.
But
why are you allowed in the middle of a tennis tournament where millions of dollars are at stake to take your phone in the bathroom?
You take a newspaper in there, too.
Yeah, somebody's got like the Wall Street Journal. Hold on, I'm just getting to I'm getting to the funnies. Hold on here. Let's see what Marmaduke's up to today.
Novel. Yeah.
All right, Zach, I just sent you the Andre Smith picture from the combine. So when you get this, love your reaction to it.
So we asked Moats earlier, like, I've wondered with NFL players for years, because you guys have so much equipment and the pants and everything, like, what happens if you gotta go to the bathroom during a game?
You just don't. Oh my goodness, Mueller!
It's the true. It's the genuine article,
bro. When you said the person, I didn't think one. I didn't think about the player, but two, it's just like you don't do that unless you have a certain body. Oh my god! Mm-hmm.
I know.
Yeah. NSFW, baby.
What was the question, Pony?
I know you were distracted by man boobs. So when you've got. During a game, if you've really got to go, I mean, do you just go in your pants?
You just don't. You just make, like, first of all, in terms of number two, like, you shouldn't really be eating something the day before or, like, before the game if it's a night game, like, to, or if it's just a 1 p.m. game for breakfast, like, something that should set that off during the game.
Okay. Guys don't drink coffee?
I don't know. Whatever gives you, dude. If you have to go boo boo because of your coffee, you need to get that coffee checked out because that's bad coffee.
All right.
I have a 3-year-old son, and I have never heard somebody say going number two as going boo boo
in
my life.
Well,
going boo boo.
I'm going to try to get my kid to say that from now on.
Look, I cuss and I say the S word, so I just had to find the thing that was unnatural.
Moats told us that guys just pee themselves like it's nothing during a game, and then they splash water over it.
But, like, you can get two of the managers to hold up a towel around you on the sideline. I've done that a couple times. If Moats pisses on himself, he's just weird. That's weird.
Wait a minute. So here's another question. Here's another question. Arthur also said that the designers of Heinz Field, the architects, were very much bathroom-oriented, like we're thinking about this sort of thing. He said that the tunnel you guys go down, you walk down the steps at halftime, not the tunnel you come out of, but at halftime, that there is a toilet, like, right there for just these sort of situations. Are you aware of this?
Yes, there is, but I wasn't aware of that until, like, 3 years here in Pittsburgh.
Oh, wow. So that's like, I guess,
I didn't know that.
You didn't take advantage of the home field advantage, basically.
Right. It was like, I don't know. Have you ever found something like in your car that was like Dude, that's been there.
Like a special feature that I didn't even know was there until like 4 years into owning a car?
Yeah, there's like a whole thing on the internet about people who don't realize what certain things on basic devices actually do, and then they're like, oh my God, I never knew this was used for this. You know what would be horrifying, Pony, in this whole vein of like going to the bathroom? Say you're Ben, and you have just led a touchdown drive, and you really got to go number boo-boo, if you will. You run down those steps into the tunnel, right? Announcers are speculating. And you think you've got a couple minutes at least? Quick change turnover.
Oh, that would...
First play interception, and you've got the ball at the 20-yard line in the red zone already. The horror,
that's
dude.
That's what I'm saying.
That kind of happened to Lamar Jackson in Cleveland.
Oh, it did. Yeah. He said he had to go.
Well, they
and you remember how awkward that was.
Yeah, they caught him doing the waddle. They caught him squeezing the cheeks.
That was awesome.
Oh, man.
That would be so uncomfortable.
All right, so coming up next, we have our Thanksgiving food draft. And if you heard the Halloween candy draft, Craig, somehow, this guy always fails up. He gets alienated and ostracized for his draft, gets killed, and yet, like 2 weeks later, got the biggest break of his life.
Correct. Wait a minute. Did you know when you did the draft that the big break was coming? I think you already knew.
Were you distracted?
You were already thinking like a boss, and so you couldn't pick Halloween candy.
It was on the radar.
Oh, wow. Oh, boy.
Well, now you don't have an excuse if you have a bad draft here. Because you've got singular focus on this.
What are you talking about? He's been doing, like, boss calls all show.
Yeah, true.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, it's time for today's peak moment presented by Nemacolin Run. Every corner, Nemacolin creates real-life magic for guests. In the spirit of Thanksgiving, on the heels of a Halloween candy draft on this program, it's the Thanksgiving food draft of Zach Banner. Four rounds, four teams. Muller, Pony, Craig, Zach, that's the order.
Is gravy or is gravy not a draftable item or an assumed commodity?
It's Zach's show, so I say he's the judge, jury, and executioner.
Well, we know here. Where he stands. He thinks gravy should be assumed.
Everyone has gravy.
Perfect. Big fan of that.
All right, Chris, go first.
You tried to mess with me, Pony. You tried to say, oh, I think there's an obvious number one answer here.
Who am I, Ed Bouchette?
No, but that's pretty funny. I don't think there is. I think Thanksgiving is many things to many people. They all have their different favorites.
Just pick. You're stalling here because you don't know what to do.
I'm between two things, but
pick one.
I'm going to take a dessert off the board first. Give me apple pie.
Wow.
I want my dessert.
That is a reach.
No, it's a great pick.
That's a reach. Great pick. Go ahead, bro.
Nothing more American than apple pie.
All right, I'm taking white meat turkey.
What?
Yep. The superior turkey meat. Yep.
Oh,
a crowd pleaser.
White meat turkey.
What, the worst crowd ever?
No, it's going to win. It's going to win over the masses.
Okay. Go ahead, Craig.
I thought this was going to be very difficult.
Yep.
This is incredibly easy. Dark meat.
Terrible pick.
According to you and nobody else.
I hate dark meat with a passion. It makes me want to throw up.
Why? Because it actually has flavor?
Too mushy.
Too mushy?
Too slimy.
Too slimy?
It's a texture thing, Chris.
Who the hell's cooking this turkey?
Do you like pizza?
I actually do, as long as it doesn't have slimy... Ah, crap.
Dude, I don't know what Pony's talking about with the dark meat being slimy, but Craig, I respect that because out of the turkey picks, I don't understand why white meat would go before dark meat. But I don't know if this is the comfort of having a back-to-back pick, but I don't think you should have picked just a suggestion. I don't think you guys should have went meat for the first round because
I went dessert, Zach, and you ripped me though. All right. I went dessert. I went non-traditional.
So, Mueller, you went full dessert, and you also went full dessert that somebody you have to have a craving to eat. And honestly, in my opinion, you have to have a craving to eat apple pie over like other desserts. But anyways, okay. Like I said, it might just be from the comfort of having back-to-back picks. But guaranteed first round pick, I thought this would have been off the table in the first place, is mac and cheese. Like I said, that could just be the comfort of having another back-to-back pick.
Mac and cheese.
Second pick.
Not even
my second pick is going to be, since dark meat turkey's off the table, and I was just going traditional with that. I personally like prime rib better. So prime rib and mac and cheese off the board. Yeah, go ahead. With apple
pie.
They're
not. They're not traditional Thanksgiving. You've gone
prime ribs Christmas to me. That's what I do.
That's insane.
Prime rib is a Christmas.
I've never seen prime rib on a Thanksgiving Day table. You are using a loophole here.
Oh, so Mr. White Meat Turkey has decided he's the arbiter of Thanksgiving meats.
I know this guy over here. Just
hey, Pony,
he,
we've
like,
got a couple
the,
styrofoam.
Like, absolute.
You think the Pilgrims had prime rib?
Pony, we got a couple styrofoam cups in the break room if you want to simulate
Craig?
White meat turkey.
Your next pick.
I always see either three things, like not on the same table. You know, that's a blessed table, but usually two things. There's always a turkey and paired with something else like a ham or prime rib. And I'm taking prime rib over ham.
Craig?
I'm floored this is still available.
What?
Stuffing.
Yeah, that's cattail. A good pick.
So easy.
Stuffing, yeah. Stuffing is great.
You've got a very good traditional start. You do.
I said the same thing about mac and cheese. You guys are tripping. But I can make up with it with other Thanksgiving things.
Pony?
I know, Chris.
Somebody's on tilt here.
I'm taking pumpkin pie.
What are you trying to do? Have the worst
pumpkin pie.
You trying to have the worst meat and the worst dessert?
Just wait until our listeners get a hold of my draft. I am casting the widest net possible. Okay. I've got the two building blocks of a traditional Thanksgiving. Turkey and pumpkin pie, they are synonymous with the holiday. You get two picks.
I know. I'll take mashed potatoes.
Ugh.
Oh, yeah. You're turning up your nose at mashed potatoes. Okay.
They're better potatoes
and you know
out
what?
There, Chalooch.
I'll take Zach helped me out here because he brought up a fair point. Not everyone eats turkey. Some people eat prime rib. Give me the ham.
Oh, God. You're going to put some pineapple in there, too, when you cook it, Malzi?
You got to have a protein, brother.
I'm taking potatoes au gratin.
So what do you have so far, Tony?
Turkey, pumpkin pie, potatoes au gratin. That is
and
a dream
not
team.
Just turkey either. It's white turkey. It's
correct.
White meat turkey.
He has the
but I got the gravy for it, baby.
He has literally the whitest.
I got
and
the
I mean,
gravy
in, the,
train.
In terms of the color of the food, Zach, he has the whitest plate here.
Craig?
I'm not talking about in terms of the food.
Craig, what are you going with? I heard that, Zach.
I need to collect myself for a second after that one. Another easy pick. I'm classics, sweet potatoes.
Oh,
horrible pick, man.
How? You can't just say sweet potatoes. How?
It matters, Craig.
Traditional sweet potatoes? Okay.
So
what are the difference?
Baked sweet potatoes.
Yes.
All right. God. Go ahead, Zach. Your final two picks.
God, bro. You guys make this too easy. So I'll take a sweet potato mash.
Okay.
And I will also take, there's four rounds, right?
Yep. This is your last pick. Make it count.
Oh, snaps. I got to go with the pecan pie.
Never had one.
Bro, my lineup just destroyed you guys. I'm sorry. Put that on paper, bro. Every time you put it on paper, like the tweet you did last time, it's just, yeah.
That sounds like a nice Sunday night meal, but I'm not thinking about Thanksgiving. And Squanto in the game
you're
coming
not.
Over.
You're thinking about like a nice meal at the country club, like a Thanksgiving country club
Craig,
dinner.
Last
That's what
pick.
Yours is.
These go great with dinner. Also very useful to make a sandwich the next day. Hawaiian rolls.
Boy, that's clutch.
I like that pick, Ralsei.
It's a good pick, but I think he's extra playing to Zach. I feel like he knew that one's going over like gangbusters with Zach.
Do you think he's catering his draft?
Why is it towards me, Chris? Why is it towards me?
Do I need to say it? We already said pony. Like, we already made fun of pony. He didn't just say biscuit, Zach. He said Hawaiian rolls. He knew his audience.
You know what? I'm going to bring the house down with this pick.
Oh, okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, the final pick. It was at the original Thanksgiving. It was probably the centerpiece of the meal. Corn.
That was actually on my radar.
Corn?
Yeah, corn, baby.
Just corn.
Corn?
Just
C-O-R-N. Corn.
Just loose corn, Zach. Just corn for everybody.
You go enjoy a nice meal.
Speaking of that toilet at Heinz Field, you'll be using it later.
Go ahead, Malsy. Make the Mr. Irrelevant pick and be done with it.
Well, you did take corn, which is a good pick. I'm gonna take a favorite of mine when it's on the table. You don't see it everywhere, but when you do, you love it. Give me roasted Brussels sprouts.
Oh.
I'm with you guys. Bro, okay. You guys just want to, like, I don't know.
Cranberry sauce. That stuff is atrocious.
Well, it went undrafted, Chris. We can agree on that. All right, Zach, I don't know what the hell we're going to do next week. We'll draft something or...
Christmas maybe songs draft.
Next time, instead of blocking for a touchdown, you'll score one.
Ooh.
That would be sick.
Maybe Matt Canada's listening to this show and working that into the playbook.
Would you give me the ball?
Come on.
If I call the touchdown.
Who are you, Richard Nixon?
I'm just saying.
I'd sign something for you. I'd sign your mic. Let me give you a silver marker. I'll sign your mic.
All right. Zach Banner. We'll talk next week. Thank you, Zach.
Bye, Zach.
Bye, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.